Mirabile visu, wonderful to behold. Time, space, from the infinitesimal to the infinite. Tethered to reality by only one thing, an immortal language, Latin. And in the cloister, in the cold, in the low lull of evening light, I celebrated solstice. Solstice comes from a Latin scientific word used in the late Roman Republic of the 1st century BC, solstitium. The deeper meaning of solstice is from the Latin sol, meaning sun, and sistere, to stop, as in desist. It was, in effect, the day the earth stood still. This year, December 21st. December, from the Latin decem, meaning 10. But isn't December the 12th month? That's a mysterium for another time. At solstice, the seasonal movement of the sun's daily path pauses at a northern or southern limit before reversing direction. If the North Pole was tilted at its farthest point away from the sun, why was I still standing up straight and not leaning with the earth? Or was I leaning and I didn't know it? The Roman naturalist Pliny the Elder, who lived about 23 or 24 AD to 79 AD, used the word solstitium in his masterful Naturalis Historia, or in English, The Natural History, which Pliny compiled as the knowledge of everything at that point in time, an early encyclopedia, if you will. I stood still on this solstice, not leaning this way or that, gazing skyward at the myriad stars and at what astronomers were calling the great conjunction of two planets, Jupiter and Saturn. I almost expected the coordinating conjunction and, A-N-D, to wheel in the night between them in star formations. Conjunction. Latin said it first as con, or with, and jugare, to join. Orion the Hunter sprawled in the sky over my left shoulder as if he owned it, its triple-starred belt aglitter. The moon, low and western, leaned in homage to the long-gone sun, and visually, from the Latin video, I see, Jupiter seemed to link dot to dot, juxtaposed with Saturn, give or take a few million miles. Juxtaposition, from the Latin juxta, next to, plus ponere, to place, or to place next to. For weeks, I had watched the two planetary points move and finally converge as they had some 400 and 800 years ago. I had never felt so alone this night. Not lonely, but alone, and so enjoined with something grand and galactic. The shortest day became long on wonder. The infinitesimal planets had met the infinite universe. Infinite, from the Latin in plus finis or infinitus, boundless without end. Infinitesimal, also from the Latin infinitesimalis and infinitus, meaning indefinably small. Imagine looking at us from a distant planet. We, you and I, my MVPs, would be simply a point in space, a light in the night. We are awash in spin foam, in a celestial sea, guided by solar winds, spinning, weaving, bobbing, moving elliptically with the power of gravity at the helm. We are infinite and infinitesimal. And one more word to add to this cosmic wonder is a small word you and I use all the time to mean infinite things. It's part of the Latin et cetera and other things. Et is a conjunction, remember that word? Meaning and. You might think of ET, et, as meaning extraterrestrial, which is, of course, based in the Latin extra, meaning beyond, and terra, meaning earth, so beyond earth. But the ET I mean is a tiny two-letter Latin word, et, connecting things large and small, offering hope and promise, offering curiosity and possibility, connecting you with your kindness and curiosity, your love of knowledge, and your love of people. And in the beginning of this was the word and in the end of this is the word and.
And remember, non pro scola, sed pro vita, not for school, but for life.